Hey everyone, and welcome to a deep dive all about keeping your creative edge like razor sharp in a world where AI seems to be doing just about everything.
Yeah, it really does feel like that sometimes, doesn't it?
Totally. And that's exactly what we're going to be exploring today. So, how can we tap into that human spark even with all these crazy algorithms out there?
Well, you know, it's interesting. The source material we're looking at suggests that we're not really competing with AI.
I like that. Okay, so what are we doing then?
It seems like human creativity is just different. You know, AI is amazing at patterns and churning out stuff based on data that already exists.
Right.
But real innovation often comes from breaking those patterns, doing something totally new.
That makes sense. You couldn't ask a calculator to write a poem.
Really, exactly. And the source is really emphasizing that human creativity comes from those messy, unpredictable parts of life.
Yeah, yeah. The stuff algorithms can't really grasp.
Our emotions, our experiences, even our failures.
So it's like, it's not just about being technically perfect.
Right.
It's about having that human element. Like, you know what makes art really hit you?
Absolutely. And you know something else that really hits us?
What's that?
Community.
Oh yeah, for sure. I always feel more inspired when I'm bouncing ideas off of people. It's like the energy of a shared space just like amplifies everything.
You know, the source actually talks about that.
Really?
Yeah, they highlight that being part of a community can really reduce the fear of failure.
Well, that makes sense.
When you feel supported, you're more willing to take those creative leaps.
Huh. But sometimes I feel like I do my best thinking alone. Maybe it's a balance.
You know, you're right. The source even shares an anecdote about feeling more confident with an audience. But yeah, solitude has its place too.
Yeah, like you need that quiet time to nurture those little sparks.
And then the community to fan them into a fire.
Love that.
Yeah.
So is there a specific community that the source talks about?
There is. They mention YATM, You Are the Media.
Okay, I've heard of them.
They're a great example of how community can get people actively involved in creating.
So it's not just about passively consuming stuff.
No, it's about shaping the conversation.
I like that. And what kind of things come out of a community like that?
Well, they specifically mention the London Lunch Club, which just started organically from the YATM community.
Cool. So you find these unexpected connections that you might not have found otherwise.
Exactly. And that ties into the source's focus on experimentation.
Oh, yeah. Trying new things, taking risks.
They call it a superpower, a way to unlock our creative potential.
Okay, but a lot of us are afraid of failing. How does the source address that?
Well, they have a really interesting story about an event they planned that had to be canceled.
Oh, no.
Yeah, not enough interest. But they flipped it and saw it as a learning experience.
So it's not about avoiding failure altogether.
Nope. It's about seeing it as a stepping stone.
I like that. And so they're encouraging us to embrace the unpredictable.
Exactly. So you don't always know how things are going to turn out.
Love it. And you know, something else that's often unpredictable, where innovation comes from. It's not always the big names, you know?
You're so right. The source actually talks about the maker movement.
Oh, yeah.
Which is all about proving that anyone can contribute something amazing.
Love that. So yeah. It's not about having fancy tools.
No, it's about that human ingenuity, the willingness to do things differently.
This is really making me think about how I approach creativity.
Mm-hmm.
So how do we take all these ideas and turn them into something real?
Well, that's where it gets even more interesting.
Yeah. Wait on me.
The source outlines 7 very specific steps you can take to turn those raw sparks into action.
7 steps. All right, we're going to have to take a quick break, but when we come back, we're diving into those steps.
Sounds good.
All right, so we're back and ready to unpack those 7 steps.
Yeah, let's do it.
What's the first one?
Well, the first step is to accept that you won't always get the results you want.
Ooh, that's a tough one.
It is. But the source is really emphasizing the importance of embracing failure.
So it's like that whole idea of experimentation being a superpower.
Exactly. If you're too afraid to fail, you'll never push yourself creatively.
Right, right.
Hmm.
But it's still hard to let go of that expectation of success, you know?
Totally. But the source has this great anecdote about reframing failure as a learning experience.
Oh, yeah. What's the story?
They talk about this event they planned. It was called the YATM Bristol Gathering.
Okay.
And it ended up getting canceled because there just wasn't enough interest.
Oh, that's a bummer.
It was. But they actually used it as an opportunity to refine their approach.
So even though the event didn't happen, the effort wasn't wasted.
Not at all. It actually led to even more successful events later on.
That's cool. So it's like planting a seed that grows into something even better.
Exactly. And that actually leads us to the next step.
Okay. What's that?
Timing isn't everything.
Interesting. So sometimes an idea might be great, but the timing's just off.
Yeah, and the source encourages us to act on our curiosity, even if the timing isn't perfect.
That's so true. I've definitely hesitated on ideas before, only to see someone else do something similar and succeed.
It makes you wonder what could have been right.
Totally. So it's like action breeds more action.
Yeah. And speaking of action, the next step is to make a worthy go of it. What does that mean exactly?
It means really committing to your idea, putting in the effort to make it happen.
Okay.
The source acknowledges that not every idea is going to be a winner, but you got to give it a fighting chance.
Yeah. That's where I think a lot of people struggle. You get excited about an idea, but then seeing it through is tough.
Absolutely. And the source actually uses the story of YATM to illustrate this. They started small, but through consistent effort and adapting along the way, they built a thriving community.
That's inspiring. So persistence pays off.
For sure. And the next step is to go where the risk is low.
Okay, so testing the waters before diving in headfirst.
Exactly. The source suggests starting small, maybe testing a new format with a small group or launching a pilot project.
Makes sense. It's less intimidating that way.
Yeah. And then finally, the source emphasizes the importance of knowing your strengths.
Oh, I love that. Play to your strengths,
Right.
right? Exactly. You know, if you're a natural storyteller, lean into that. If you're a connector, focus on building communities.
Yeah, so it's about recognizing what you're good at and letting those talents shine.
Absolutely. And the source actually makes this distinction between work that is simply good and work that is truly great.
Interesting.
Don't be odd about that.
So they say that good work often comes from following established patterns,
Okay.
but great work comes from tapping into those uniquely human qualities that AI can't replicate.
Like our empathy, our imagination.
Exactly. It's about infusing our work with purpose and meaning.
I love that. And they actually challenge us to think about our legacy.
Right. They ask,
Okay.
will we be known for simply following the rules or for creating something truly extraordinary?
Wow, that's deep. So it's about making a real impact.
Absolutely. And you know, the source also encourages us to embrace the unexpected.
Oh, house.
They suggest that a lot of groundbreaking innovations come from people who challenge the status quo.
Right.
They point to the maker movement as a great example. Makes sense.
Yeah.
When you have limited resources, you have to get creative.
Yeah. And that can lead to amazing breakthroughs.
So it's like innovation can come from anywhere.
Exactly. And at any time.
I am loving this conversation.
Yeah.
So inspiring to be reminded of all this, especially with all the talk about AI taking over.
Yeah, our humanity is really our greatest asset.
I think that's the perfect note to end on.
I agree.
Wow, I'm still
Yeah.
thinking about that last point, you know, like how much of an impact we're making.
It really does make you think, doesn't it?
Yeah, and it makes me think about, you know, like how we can nurture those human qualities even more, especially with technology changing everything so fast.
That's a great question.
Yeah.
And the source actually touches on that a little bit.
Oh, yeah. What do they say?
They challenge us to think about what we're creating, not just how we're doing it.
I like that. So it's not just about, you know, churning out content or building stuff. It's about the bigger picture.
Right. It's about asking ourselves, like, what impact are we having on the world?
Yeah. And what conversations are we starting? You know, what kind of legacy are we leaving behind?
Exactly. And they also encourage us to embrace the unexpected.
Oh, that's interesting. What do you mean?
Well, they're saying that some of the biggest innovations come from people who are willing to challenge the status quo.
Yeah, like those who aren't afraid to think outside the box.
Exactly. And they mentioned the maker movement again as a great example. You know, people who are just driven by their own curiosity.
Yeah, it's like when you have limited resources, you have to get creative.
Right. And that can lead to those amazing
So
breakthroughs.
it's like anyone can be an innovator.
Yeah, anyone at any time.
So to everyone listening out there, don't underestimate your own potential. You know, embrace that curiosity, connect with other passionate people, and just experiment.
Yeah, and don't be afraid to challenge the status quo. The world needs your unique perspective.
That is a fantastic note to end on. Thank you so much for this amazing deep dive.
It was my pleasure. Thanks for having me.